Good morning. You're listening to Lift Your Spirits with Dina Marie. Every Friday here on 1150 AM KCANW, I'll be introducing you to fascinating people, fun places to visit, and activities that are guaranteed to lift your spirit. That song is So Grateful.
Yes.
So Grateful. It's been a whirlwind tour this morning.
And yeah, right?
We're going to end the show with that song from CeCe James, So Grateful. And as soon as I saw that song, I think it was around Thanksgiving that she posted it, I thought of three people that I wanted on my show. And joining me this morning is my son, Mike Glebe. Good morning, Michael.
Hello. How are you doing?
I'm doing great.
It's been a minute since he's been here.
Yep. We got here like dun, 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 dun.
Mission Impossible.
And you know what? That's a good way to start this first segment. I want you to let the listeners know a little bit about what happened during the pandemic and how you have lifted your spirits.
Well, I guess with everything starting, you know, everybody had to stay at home. And it was kind of a scary process for everybody, but you had to go with it. And it kind of put me in a down situation. I mean, being at home all alone for 2 to 3 months can kind of put you in a state where you're not really doing too well. And I'm sure a lot of other people are going through it in the world, or were going through it. They're getting out there now. I turned to a lot of things that weren't really me, and it was just to kind of hide the depression I was going through from not being able to get out into the world and communicate with people. And so that was what I was going through that whole process. And I finally kind of came to a conclusion. Well, I came to a reaching point with that I needed to change, and I needed to step up and do things for myself and not wait for things to happen, because things are never going to be handed to you on a platter. You have to go out and get it. And as soon as I realized that the only person who can make a change for myself is myself, then everything changed. And since that day, I haven't had one bad thing that really has came my way. It's all been blessings, and I just go with it every single day, and the next thing shows up on my doorstep or out in the world. It'll just arrive. And as soon as I got out of that house, well, as soon as I realized that it was me holding myself back and not the whole pandemic, then the whole world changed.
And what are a few things that you've done to lift your spirits?
Well, I learned from my mother, which is you, to count my blessings. So every morning I count 5 blessings that I'm blessed to have, and then my intentions. So 5 intentions, and plan out my goals. If you can't see your end goal, if you can't see what's in front of you or what you want to have achieved, then how do you know what you want? If you can't see exactly what it is, then you don't know what you're shooting for. Mm-hmm. And people say, oh, I want to be successful. What is success? If you can't define success for you and have those exact words written out, then you have no idea what you're going for.
And I think both of you, we've always been close, our family, but now more than ever, you guys are older, so you are my best friends. And investing into the things that, spending time with the things that really, really matter. And it was fun, because at first, we weren't seeing each other.
Yeah.
I was major depressed, and I was not doing well. I was missing days. I didn't know what day it was, and it was breaking my heart. And then I think 3 months, I started actually leaving because I was working, but then you and I got together, and I took you swimming.
Yeah, I went swimming in the ocean, and I will admit it's very, very cold, but it also is forced meditation, and that's what I called it and you called it, because at that time, when you get in the water and it's so cold, you have nothing else to think about except for keep your body warm. And a lot of problem with people, or with me at that time, being in the home for so long, is thinking about and worrying about what other people think and what other people are doing in their life. And as soon as all that came out of my mind and I hit that water, the only thing I could think about was myself. And that's what I think the main process, or the main thing I took away from this whole entire process, was that to think about myself and what I truly care about and what I want to do with my life, and then go for it. Mm-hmm. And if there's negative thoughts coming my direction from any other person based off of the decisions I make in my life, I don't need those people in my life. I wish you the best and all that stuff, but if you're not looking out for the best interest in me, then you're really not looking out for me. And that's what hopping in that water did. My whole life, I always worried about, and I always cared about other people more than I cared about myself. And the last 4 or 5 months, I would say I put myself first, and the universe has seen it and sent me absolutely everything I needed.
And I love Mikey. It was at sunset. We've done it twice. He's out sunset, and he's goes, Mom, I get it. I get it now. All these years you've been doing these crazy things, watching the sun go down. Now I get it. And then at that time, I had Jim Phillips on the show, so I had his book at my house, and you took that book to the beach.
Yeah, I went and sat down by the water and read it. I brought my fishing pole. there were no fish out there. Actually, I'll tell you a funny story. I did throw my fishing pole out there, and I just threw it out there to just have it out there. And I wasn't catching anything, and this lady walked by, and I was just sitting on a log reading the book, and this lady walked by, and she's like, what are you fishing for? And I was like, just the experience. And then about 2 minutes later, a bird dove down into the water right where my lure was at and snatched a fish up. And I was like, that bird's catching something at least. But during that time, I was reading his book, and like I was talking to him before, is one of the main things I took away from it is there's processes. And he says, well, how do you, or you wonder how you can go through the same processes in life, or how can you go through those four steps in life multiple times? Everybody has levels, and you start at this one level, and then once you learn from it, you move to the next one. And then once you get to that final level, he's saying you restart the whole process again. You're not restarting your whole life or going back down to the bottom. You're starting the next chapter of your life or the next level of your life. And it's, okay, I started my business. I'm doing good now. But now what am I going to do? It's more of the next step of being successful again in your own eyes. So.
And I work with the chakras. So that's focusing and setting your intentions with your higher chakras. And then if your intuition's, like, there, you'll get a little, well, why don't you give this person a call? And we've also learned to weed out people that we give too much to. And we, not that we expected anything in return, but when you're giving all the time in a relationship, it doesn't really.
It drains you.
It drains you. And
especially if the person you're giving to does not give the same towards you. It'll take all your energy away. Mm-hmm. And on just in the ride here, I was thinking about it, is if you're giving all your energy to somebody else, where's the energy to give to yourself? And if you don't have the energy to give to yourself, you're never going to move anywhere. You're just going to be stagnant in that one position.
It's kind of like undermining yourself.
Yes.
You don't have that foundation to keep building on, or the support system that we all need right now. If you haven't learned that in the pandemic, we need support and someone close to us to be there and help us and be our cheerleader when we need one.
Mm-hmm.
And Mike, oh gosh, now I'm going to cry. Darn it, Mike has helped me so much. He was going through some dark times. I was going through some dark times. We weren't communicating. And now Mike comes by. He stays with me once a week. We hang out. We talk. And, you know, the darker it gets, we eat a lot of good food.
I make sure to buy my mom all the food she wants.
And it's like he's kind of been tag-teaming. We've been tag-teaming each other, supporting one another. And one of his major, did he start his own business? And he's doing super well and pretty excited about all the things you're doing, is that he put on, because he has to take a ferry to see me all the time. And what did you put on your, I have to do this one day, and you did it last week?
Oh, saw the whales?
You saw the whales.
Yeah, I just pulled up onto the ferry, looked to the left, and there they were. And I was like, oh my God. So I ran out and took a look, and it was pretty crazy. And it was a very good day.
And that was one of your main intentions. I am one of these days going to see whales, and you saw the orcas.
Yes, I did.
And so it's you lift my spirits. We're helping each other. And we've always, like I said, always been close. But through the pandemic, being separated, I could barely take it. I could barely handle it. It was breaking my, and I was depressed too. I mean, I was at a point where I thought, I woke up one day and said, you know, if I die, it's not a bad thing. I've had a good life, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And look at all the stuff I would have missed.
I know.
That was in April.
Yes. everything has been very, very good since then. Like you're saying, business opened up. I get to spend time with my mom every day. A lady has came into my life that I very much like. And it wasn't because I was looking for it. It was because I was doing the right things at the right time, and everything just kind of.
And it was Thanksgiving.
Happened.
He goes, I'll be over and we'll hang out. And I'm like, we're not supposed to, blah, blah, blah. And then he goes, well, I did meet a girl. And I'm like, go for it. Go for it. Go to the dog park.
It happens.
Enjoy.
You can date during COVID.
Mike wears his,
me too.
All this stuff, you know?
Me too. I'm in the same way.
But, you know, Mike's
pretty
safe. Yeah,
we kiss with the mask on, you know? It's more.
Aww, that's cute. That's adorable.
I
didn't know you were kissing. It's all good. I really do. My kids are 27 and over.
Yeah.
So I feel like I'm in such a good space. I've been alone for a year. It's been exactly that. And I just feel so blessed to have all of you are kind of getting on board this, like, positive attitude, lift your spirit stuff. My daughter finally came out and goes, I think I'm an empath. And I said, you are an empath. But, you know, I've been teaching it and talking about it all these years, but it's nice when Mike gets in the water and says, you know, I get it. And I swam last night. And I swam last night, and it is the most amazing thing, because when you're done, I mean, I slept well. This is the first time I've slept in a long time before my show, because I have to get up so early. But it is that forced meditation. I have friends coming out doing it. And I don't expect people to get in the water, because you could die. I mean, it's super cold, and you might not be able to breathe. So just don't jump in. It's something you would work your way up to.
It's about controlling your breath as well. And that's how you should do it every day. If you rush in life, then you're going to miss a lot of things. So when you control your breath and slow everything down, you slow your mind down. And then you're allowed to see everything around you.
That's called yoga or meditating.
Something like
that. Yeah, something. So what's some of your tips that you can give people that maybe are sitting at home still, because people are, and they're not leaving their houses and overthinking and getting themselves into that hole?
I would say sometimes what you really want in life may seem unachievable, but it's never unachievable. I would say write down what you really want and work towards it. Do something small every single day, one extra move every single day, and it'll get you towards where you want to go. And as long as you do something that you did the day before, if you do it better the next day, you're doing a process and you're getting better every single day. And just reach for what you really want, and don't settle for what you have when you know you can always have more.
And the starting the day with the gratitude attitude, just your cup is full. Somehow, some way, you have a beating heart. You can breathe. You can physically move. I mean,
yeah.
Figure out what it is. And I have people, when I say, what's five things you're thankful for? They'll shake their head and look down. And as soon as they look up, I know that the light bulbs went off. Mm-hmm. And that's where we get our inspiration from, our aha moments. And so we'd be driving in the car. Five things you're thankful for, Mikey.
I do it every morning. I get it. That's the first thing I do. And then I turn my music on. But, yeah, it's like I said, if you don't put it out there into the universe, there's no way of it knowing what you really want. And the universe provides for you, or whatever it is, it'll provide for you. It'll send it your direction. You just have to be able to realize it and see it.
And after you count your what you're thankful for, you do your intentions. And intentions are prayers. That's what they really are. And if you go to a restaurant and you order, usually you'll get what you want, and then you eat it. Or you don't, and you send it back. But if you don't ask, the waiter will stare at you for the rest of your life. He'll say, it's okay, and he'll move on to the next table. So it's really important that we sit down, pray for ourselves. That's a lot of people haven't learned to pray for themselves. They pray for others, thinking that they know what's best for someone else, when really they should be focusing on themselves. Yeah. And praying, to me, is saying increased good health, healthy relationships, people I can talk to. I pray for basically a safe place to live and a home and things like that. And so that's what I've manifested. And it's really going back to the lower chakra, which is some stability, security, healthy relationships, your own health. And then after that is the thing that drives you. And Mikey started his own business. And you're stoked.
Two of them.
Two of them.
Yeah. Oh. Very happy. Got the moving company and then furniture rental. So it goes hand in hand.
And so when you do staging, you need furniture. And you just manifested a bunch of free furniture.
It happened. I'm telling you. The weirdest thing.
So he has a warehouse. Now it's full of furniture because I don't know even how.
Yeah, at the end of the year, I was like, man, it's going to cost thousands and thousands just to get the furniture into this warehouse so we can actually start renting it out. And then I go to buy six chairs, and all of a sudden there's a whole warehouse full of free furniture they need to get rid of, and they were going to hire somebody to go throw it all away. And I was like, you know what? We'll take it. Don't worry.
We'll take it.
And it was brand new. It's not used furniture. So if there's any stagers out there listening, don't worry. It's not used.
Okay. All right? And then today you're doing a job and you're going to Vancouver.
Yep. Two-day moving job, 20 hours, and we'll drive down to Vancouver and back tonight, two trucks. It's going good.
I am super proud of you, and I just have to say it works. I mean, I'm going back to teaching my classes again because it's just the chakras. You know, set your intentions, count your blessings, focus on what's working in your life, and then go about your business. And when you get that intuitive little ding, 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 act on it. Those are the lower chakras. And if you have a support system, which is your sacral chakra, really nothing can stop you. So you just have to kind of find your support system. And we've learned, too, that just stay away from people that aren't nice.
Are negative people. You don't need any of that in your life.
No. Well, I'm super proud of you. And thanks for being in the studio with me again.
No problem, Mom.
All right.
Thank you.
You're listening to Lift Your Spirits with Dean and Marie. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Thank you.
Are you feeling blocked? Are you frustrated or confused? If so, take some time to stop and step off the treadmill so you can receive the guidance and the support you need to take your life in a new direction. A client of mine called me a personal trainer for the body, the mind, and the spirit, and she added, Dina Marie does not heal you, she gives you the tools you need to heal yourself. If you're ready for a change, I'm here for you. In person or phone sessions are available by appointment. Visit dina-marie.com to connect with me today.
Tune in every third Friday on Lift Your Spirits Radio at 8 a.m. for the Sustainability Sessions with host Rebecca Sayer. Learn from and be inspired by local leaders, thinkers, and problem solvers who are tackling the sustainable living questions through invention, collaboration, and hard work. This lively and thought-provoking show focuses on tangible, practical measures that we can all take to reduce our carbon footprint and rethink how we relate to the resources of our natural world. Don't forget, that's the Sustainability Sessions with host Rebecca Sayer, every third Friday on Lift Your Spirits Radio at 8 a.m.
Are you planning your next move? We know it can be stressful, but at a Swift Move, you can relax and leave the work to us. You can put your mind at ease that your personal items will be safe throughout the entire moving process. To get a free quote from licensed professionals so you can compare and save, call us at 425-309-0577. That's 425-309-0577. So make your next move a swift one and give us a call.
Organic, free range, and fresh daily. Alternative Talk, 1150.
Welcome back. You're listening to Lift Your Spirits with Dina Marie. I was about to listen to that song to the very end, but we will do that at the end of the show.
Sounds good.
Play that song. Mm-hmm. And that is CeCe James, So Grateful. And as soon as I thought about a grateful show, of course, I had to bring Jim Phillips back. And thank you for joining us again, Jim.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thank you.
Oh, I loved it. I loved it. I loved it. And I have your book right here. And Mikey, of course, read it. So right now, more than ever, the book is called The Key to Life, Living in Full Expression. I want you to help people have some tools to lift their spirits in these times. You were on probably this summer, and right. Things are still, we're shut down again, and until again. So I want you to give the listeners a little bit of lift your spirits tips.
Well, you know, it was interesting listening to Mike as he was talking, because what immediately came to me when he was talking is that he's not reading the book and learning. He's remembering what he already knows. And it's just coming to the surface for him. And I think that as he continues to be aware, and that's going to be the first tip that I would give anybody, because if we're not paying attention to what's happening within us and around us, we're not going to make the connection. We're not going to see that the way that we think about life, the way we think about ourselves, the way we're interacting with life, it's not going to reflect to us what we want. It's going to reflect to us what we're thinking. And all too often, we default to a negative mindset as opposed to, as Mike was saying, it's not we think about the things that we're bothered by instead of thinking about the things we'd rather have as our lived experience. So I'd always just caution people to be mindful of your thoughts. And as you are mindful of your thoughts, pay attention to what's happening on the outside. And on the outside, I just mean in the world around you, the people you're associating with, the circumstances, situations, your job, people, I mean, whatever it is, just look how those interactions are taking place. And if they're not what you want, what you need, I'm gonna rephrase that. Even if people are showing up, and people are showing up that are, as we look at it now, I'm just going to use the word negative, that they're negative on you. They're there because you need them. They're there to help you see that that's where you are. And that's where the awareness comes in, where we pay attention. Okay, well, why are all these people who are down on life, down on themselves, down on me, why are they hanging out around me? And then recognize it is our choice. We have that absolute power to decide who's going to be around us and who's not. We have the absolute power to decide what thoughts we hold, what beliefs we hold. And of course, here in the United States right now, we've got a lot of stuff going on with regard to politics and COVID and everything like that, a lot of misinformation. But we get to choose what we believe and what we hold on to, and then what we put back out into the world. That again is where awareness comes in. But to me, awareness also is about truth, and it's about making sure that whatever it is we're putting out is the truth to the best of our ability. And that's the, you know, the four phases of life, which Mike was talking about also, that is about going through that process. And it, and to me, the purpose of life, and not a person's life purpose, but the purpose of life is the, is the, I just forgot what I,
no worries,
what
I'm
I normally say for it's the progressive realization of the truth. So everything that happens in life, regardless of how it shows up, it is about our being able to take that experience and then progress through this process, always moving us closer and closer to the truth. And one of the quotes that I have in the book is, today what I know to be true, tomorrow might not be. And that's that process, because what we hold is true right now, it's true for us. And it's only true because we believe it's true. It doesn't mean that it is the truth, but we act on it. And then the progressive realization is realizing, okay, that no longer serves me, that there is some new information, there is a new experience I've had, there's a new aha that I've had that now becomes my truth. And when we accept that, that's how we continue to move forward to the truth, whatever that is, you know, the ultimate truth. And to me, that's one of the greatest tools that we can have, is just recognizing that life is giving us exactly what we need.
Oh, true.
Here's just another way to put this. Life is perfect despite evidence to the contrary. And so that everything that is in our lives is there for a very specific purpose and an opportunity for us to make decisions that allow us to move through the life experiences we want to have.
And that's beautiful. And I like the metaphor of going to the gym. Like, it's hard to get up early, get in there and do it. And when you're done, you're stronger all the time. And Mike and I, that's our favorite thing to do. But also those people come into your life. And I'm looking back at my life, and the people that were probably the meanest to me or whatever were my weights. They made me grow. And I just had something happen recently. And it was kind of like a vampire situation where the person was going to start taking more than I was willing to give. And yeah. I stood up for myself. And thank God that person came into my life. So I've exercised that again. I didn't do so well a year ago, you know, but because I learned. And so now I feel really strong. And I think that's also what I love about your book and my next guest, Marla, is that those books are to help us remember. We have to pick up a good book. We have to watch a good video. We have to keep remembering, because things start to weigh on us. And the blinders come on, and all of a sudden we're on that treadmill, running, and we have no idea where we're going. So sometimes when the treadmill, like it did with the pandemic, threw us back long enough to sit on our butts and go, okay, a lot of us are reflecting. And in reflection right now, in the wintertime, which is hibernating holiday for me, coming up here with the no moon, is basically I wake up at 5 maybe sometimes. I lay in bed for 2 hours and kind of go, remember when that happened? Oh, yeah, what did you learn? And then I can process it, and then I can say what I want to do in the future is be stronger and say no when I want to say no. Say yes to myself, like my kids say, do you, Mom. Now it's time for you to do you. And I have to remember them saying it's okay to take care of yourself, you know. And what great teachers they are to me, my children, because they gave me a lot of guff. No, a lot of heck going on. My teenager kids, oh, my God. But I became a strong mom, and I said no to them. Now I need to say no in relationships with other people. So I love, again, the fact that your book came in my life at a perfect time when I read it, and then I could hand it off to my son. I just got it back 2 days ago. But, you know, it's one of those things. It's again, you said to take notice, look around. What are you learning? If you have somebody betraying you or undermining you, maybe you're betraying yourself and self-sabotaging yourself. What do you think about that?
Yeah, absolutely. And I'll give a quick formula. And this formula to me is just another one and it's not that we have to consciously follow it. We follow it because that's just the way things work. And the formula is that we have our thoughts. So anytime we have a thought, that thought brings in the potential of whatever the object of the thought was. So we have awareness now of whatever that might be. So we have a thought. Then we measure that against whatever beliefs we hold. And we can believe that something is true or not true, or whatever information we might have that causes us to make a decision about whatever that thought might be. So we go from thought, we go to belief, and then from belief, we then make choices. And then whatever choices we make, it's about to do something, not to do something, to agree with something, to hold something is true or to not hold it is true. Then after we make that choice, then it's about action. So what actions are you going to take? And with the action you take, is it leading you closer to the ultimate experience that you want to have? So after you go through that whole process, the result of that is the consequence of those other things. It's the consequence of your thought, belief, choice, and action. Then you have the consequence or the outcome. That is the one thing we do not control. We control the other four aspects of that formula. We control our thoughts, beliefs, choices, and actions. If we are following that and we're doing it in alignment with what the outcome is we desire to have, well, then it's more than likely we're going to have that desire or better. And once people understand that that is just the way life flows, I think we become more aware. We become more aware of our power, and we don't give it away to other people. We don't allow people in our lives to tell us we can't do this or can't do that or not worthy of it. We say, okay, that's fine. That's your opinion. That's not my opinion. My opinion to me is the only one that really matters. What you say and what you believe is you. It's not me.
I love it too, because you just went through the chakras, the higher chakras, and then you get to the altar, which is your heart, and right. Giving and receiving becomes a balancing act. And self-love, you know, you don't tolerate that anymore because you've learned to love yourself. So I love that. And then the lower chakras, when you take action, and then you manifest. So you manifest heaven on earth. If your heart's open, you're manifesting mm-hmm. things that benefit other people, yourself, you build a tribe. But if you're manifesting for all the wrong reasons, you can look around and see what you have, but you might not be satisfied. And maybe that's where addictions and things come in, because you got to fill in that gap somewhere. But you and I are speaking the same language.
I just use different words.
Yes, I know. It's pretty exciting.
You know, one thing I want to mention, and this really gets back to what Mike said. Mike brought up a lot of things in me because I haven't read my book in a while. So he was talking about, and you were also, Dina Marie, you were talking about inspirations. Well, there's a quote in the book that really helped me a lot when I was writing the book, because I got to a point where I was questioning, why me? Who am I to write a book? Why would people buy it? I mean, all the things that I think most authors go through. And what I was given during an early morning walk was, you wouldn't be inspired to do something if it wasn't intended to be. And I would just tell people that whatever you're inspired to do, just grab hold of it. And it might make no sense whatsoever when you first get it. Don't discard it, because we know if we discard something like that, it's going to keep coming and coming until it hits us upside the head like a 2x4. Mm-hmm. And it will probably be more challenging at that point. But just allow your inspirations to take hold. And then you also mentioned intention. Put intention behind it so that you intend to allow that inspiration you were given to take fully hold and to manifest. And when we do that, we have more joy, more passion, more peace, more everything that I think all of us want in life. And we also are now bringing things back into our own lives because of what we're now putting out into the world that other people will benefit from.
And the magic, it's magical.
And yes.
I have to say, I have a thought that this is me, because I was raised with worry. Worry, it's always something bad. That's what my parent, my mom especially, it's always something bad, you know, worry, worry, worry. And so because I know not to worry, because it's praying backwards, it's asking for what you don't want. So when Mikey's doing really well, sometimes I catch myself thinking, oh, something, you know what I mean? That thought that something, yeah. I don't even want to say it because I don't want to go there. But the bottom line is like, no, there's always more. We can expand and we can build on this. And this is exciting. But I also have this person that's a Pollyanna that wants to see too far in the future and gets carried away with, hey, everyone's going to come along for the ride and we're going to have a good time. I stay right here. I can see you right here, but I stay right here in the present moment. So when I hear my voice going too far in the future or the past or start to worry, then I stop. And I can tell myself that, just like a 2-year-old, shh, it's time for bed, quiet. And then I'll just focus on where I'm at in the present moment. And then you get a synchronicity and then you're back on track.
Yeah, I think one of the things that I think most people get this, but we have to repeat it to ourselves all the time, and that is there is no time other than the present. You can't do something yesterday, and you can't do something tomorrow. You can do something right now that can have an influence on what happens tomorrow, but you can't do something tomorrow. I was talking to a lady one time who was explaining that to me, and she said, go sit up straight in the chair yesterday. And it was a stupid statement for her to make, but it was like, okay, you're right. You can't do that. And it just helped me realize that whatever it is that I want to create in my life, I have to do it right now in this moment. And each moment is fleeting. I mean, it immediately goes, but this is the power we have is right here in the moment to make whatever choice we want to have. I also want to mention another quote. This is not from my book, but it's by a gentleman. And I think his last name is pronounced, it's either Montaigne or Montaigne. His name is Michel de Montaigne, and a French philosopher. And he said, my life has been full of many terrible misfortunes, most of which never happened.
Yep.
And that sums up worry.
I think it was in school.
Because we waste all this time.
I had a really good health teacher, and I remember that it said 60% or more of what you worry about never happens. And when I heard that as a kid, knowing that my house was all about worry or guilt and all those emotions and things, I was like, it triggered like, okay, I'm going to stop worrying. And so that was like in eighth grade or something. Thank God he was my teacher, because I was raised in that house. So it was really nice. And then, and again, picking up a book, all these books. One time, I have to bring this up because in high school, I was given a box of books. It was like God delivered these books. There was no way I was going to find that in the library, but it was, not New Age, but it was Dick Stutfin. There was a few books that was all about things that I would never have gotten at my house or at a library. And those books are still Betty Bethard's. It's Be Your Own Guru. Anyways, these books were like God's gift to me. And I swear, that's how my life has been. It's just this, if I get in the good Pollyanna where I see things bright and cheery and just stay in my own little space, I get rewarded, gifts. I call it winks from the universe. And that's what I'm watching my son get. It's just so exciting. It really is.
Yeah, we're talking about this. Things show up because they're supposed to show up. Now, your choice is, in using the books as the example, your choice would be, do I read the books? You were given what you needed, but then we're always at that point of choice. Mike was given my book. He didn't have to read it. He could have been fishing, but he, for whatever reason, he ended up reading it. And now he's doing what he wants to do. He doesn't have to do it, but he's made the conscious decision to do it because he sees the outcome is going to be exactly where he would like his life to be. And it is now manifesting.
And he's the master of his life. He's now in the driver's seat. And before, I think that's what happens too, is we don't, that's not true. We have to change first to be exposed to that stuff. So there is libraries, there are songs that inspire, there's all these things, but you're right. We have to take charge. We have to do our homework. I give my clients homework, and they have to go home and do it. And if they don't do it, I don't see them again, because they have to be in control of their own lives. They can't come to me for answers each week and I tell them what to do, and then they don't do it anyway. So yes, be the master of your own life.
Yeah. Well, the whole premise of my book, The Key to Life, Living in Full Expression, is everyone taking responsibility for their own lives. And when we take responsibility for our own lives, which is what I call living in full expression, we actually give the greatest gift to the world that we possibly can, and that is permission. Because as I'm living in full expression of myself, and as you are, and as Mike lives in his full expression, and Marla, we're demonstrating to everyone else that sees us what's possible in the world. Now, we can also have people living in full expression who might be in a downtime in their life. They're still benefiting other people, because somebody might say, I don't want to be like that, which then gives them the inspiration or the impetus to do something that would be more befitting who they are and how they want to live in full expression and gain all the positive and joyful and loving things that the universe has to offer us. But it really is about, if you take care of yourself, if you acknowledge who you are, what you're all about, you give yourself credit for how your life is unfolding. You also take responsibility when it's not unfolding the way that you would want it to. But then you have that power of choice. You make the choice to do something different.
And the new book that you're taking part in is The Wellness Universe Guide to Complete Self-Care. Self-care. Yeah. My kids have been saying that for 10 years, Mom. Take care of yourself, And so tell us about that book.
Well, the emphasis in that book, and this is really good right now because of COVID, it's 25 tools for stress relief. So there's 25 authors that are part of the book, and it runs the gamut from everything from tapping, if you're familiar, EFT, if you're familiar with that, lots of Reiki, lots of present mind, awareness, meditation, things of that nature. But I think the important part is that each of the 25 authors gives a story about something that happened in their lives that, and it could have been stress related, it could have just been a very challenging opportunity, is the way that I phrase that, a very challenging opportunity in life, how they overcame it, and then sharing the tool that they use now to make sure that they continue to live their life the way that they want, that would benefit somebody else. The chapter I wrote on is called Embracing Life, and that is just being open and receptive to everything life offers, knowing that everything that it offers is specifically there for your purpose and for your benefit. That there isn't anything that shows up that's trying to knock you down. And everything that shows up, you're more than capable of overcoming. And I'll use the quote that most of us have heard, that God never puts something, never puts you in a situation or gives you something that you can't handle. I believe it's more than that. I believe that there absolutely is nothing we can't handle. And I use that because I want people to understand that is the power within us, that there is nothing we can't handle, and that whatever shows up, it shows up because we in fact can handle it. We're more powerful than that, and we're going to gain benefit from it if we acknowledge it, if we accept it, and if we look for whatever that benefit might be.
And I can say, going back to April, what was going on has made me a much stronger person just to go get a job at a grocery store. I mean, all these things I've, and I love grocery workers. I'm just saying, in the middle of a pandemic, everyone's like, that's scary. But it's just one of those things, and it made me stronger in my community. I got to take part of what was going on and see it firsthand. It was just so great. And then for Mikey, what I'm saying is that April, May, June was horrible. I mean, inside. And we're coming out of this thing, and we're so much stronger now. And we work, well, all my family work together as a team, and we know how much family means now more than ever. Our health, taking care of our health, body, mind, and spirit, you know, is so important and so essential right now. But yeah, we do have the power. And I feel this year has been one of my best years ever, honestly. And I'm hearing that from a lot of friends.
If I can say something, and maybe this will embarrass you, maybe you say it's not true, but it was just my perception. When you and I did the show before, and we had a conversation leading into that show, and then we did the show, your energy was totally different then than it is right now. Your energy is so much more powerful. You're much brighter, because I can see you. You're so much brighter and full of light. So whatever you did, good job.
Thank you, Jim. No, I thank you, and I am. I'm a much stronger, much more vibrant. And I'm, my newest thing is expand your light. It will be all right. Just take care of my light, keep it bright, and then I'll attract that same energy. But, you know, what do I love to do? You know, the beach. I like to go walking. I did both of those yesterday. And it's funny, as soon as I do that, I run into someone. Dang, there's that musician that was on my show. Or, you know, we have a conversation. And then the whales are in the sound. But it's like, yeah. I could have sat at home and tried to figure things out or force things and thought too much. Overthinking. It's not fun. Don't do it. But thank you for that.
Yeah. My
Yay.
Pleasure.
All right, so give everyone your contact.
Well, you can go to my website, which is livinginfullexpression.com. You can email me at jim@livinginfullexpression.com. I'm also on Facebook and LinkedIn and all those. Facebook, I think Facebook is, I think it's Jim Phillips /author, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah. I never remember the exact
Jim Phillips
links, but anyway, you can find me on Facebook and Twitter and all the other social media. The easiest thing, go to my website, because everything's on the website, livinginfullexpression.com.
Shouldn't be too hard. You're a household name, so it's good.
Now you are. Okay. Well, thank you so much for joining me and being there to help Mikey get through this and myself. Thank you.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you for the opportunity.
Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more.
Grateful for another day. I fall down to my knees in praise. So grateful for the love and pain. Teaching me and showing me the way.
Need a day away? Indulge yourself in a sanctuary of rest at the Seaside Spa and Salon, located in historic waterfront Coopville on beautiful Whidbey Island. Seaside Spa and Salon specializes in organic spa treatments. Their goal is to create a place for you to regain balance and to uplift your spirits. Check out their website for information on spa packages and gift certificates. Visit SeasideSpaAndSalon.com or like them on Facebook to plan your day away today.
Tired of pain relievers that do not work? At Resonant Botanicals, they believe in natural solutions, in relieving pain and anxiety. They make handcrafted hemp oil lotions and creams that relieve pain, calm the mind, relax the body, and induce a restful night's sleep naturally. Resonant Botanicals is a family-owned business with a passion for using the best plant-derived organic ingredients. You can buy with confidence with their 100% money-back guarantee. To see all that they have to offer, visit ResonantBotanicals.com today.
Lift your spirits with us every Friday at 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. on 1150 a.m. KKNW Seattle. We will be introducing you to fascinating people, fun places to visit, and activities that are guaranteed to lift your spirits. Miss a show? No worries, you can visit 1150kknw.com and click on our archive page, or like Lift Your Spirits with Dina Marie on Facebook for upcoming guests and events. To contact me, Dina Marie, visit dina-marie.com. Thank you so much for listening.
On the path to good health and well-being? Alternative Talk 1150 is the station for you.
Brought me home to a brand new birth. So grateful for the simple things. For the flowers, birds, and trees. So grateful that I can sing. Oh, now won't you sing?
Thank you for joining us this morning, and it's a party in the house. We're having a good time here. And I want to say thank you to Benny for all that he does. Benny, we did all kinds of things this morning, and you were so helpful.
Your show and another show. Yes. That's why I was in the other room.
Benny's
I apologize for not being here.
Support system, and that's what we need nowadays. And joining us this morning is Marla Williams. Good morning, Marla.
Good morning.
From the beautiful island of Kamino.
Yes, love it here.
And I just remember that's where I met you. I was the chamber director. You sat next to me and you joined the chamber. And we were like, oh, we got way too much in common.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It's so refreshing. So let the listeners know a little bit about you.
Okay. So my name is Marla Williams, and I'm a life coach who just recently authored a book called The Being Zone. And it's very similar. I just love listening to Mikey talk this morning and Jim talk this morning, because there's so many things that I've said in my book that are relevant to the conversations that we've had. You know, people that drain you, you don't want to spend time with them. News drains you, turn off the news. There's during the pandemic, all of us, a lot of people took a deep dive. And I think it's really important to realize that you're doing it to yourself. It's kind of like you were talking, Dina Marie, you get going in your head and you start ruminating, and the ruminating and the repeat of the worry and the thoughts in your head actually take you down, as well as the news can take you down. And so it's so important, like Mikey said, to take control of your life, and you choose how you respond. And so learning to turn off the thoughts in your head is so big. And Mikey's kind of mastered that, it sounds like. And
he's helping me now. He helps me a
lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's one of the things I spent a lot of time talking about in my book, is how do you turn off those thoughts? How do you get out of that? Because I grew up a worrier too, with worry parents, just like you, another synchronicity we have in common. And I used to worry and kind of go into this, I got to get this done and I got to get done. It was all these things that just kept me in this kind of spinning place in my head. And like you're saying with the chakras, when you're living in that upper part, unless you're doing it intentionally, you can take yourself into a depression. So it's learning to get grounded, you know, and swimming in the ocean, sitting on the beach, or all walking in the woods are all very grounding exercises that put you in a better place.
And we're energetic beings. We are the energy, yeah. And then the physical world manifests around. So we're energy. And
yes.
I have to say this, when I'm in Hawaii, I think, okay, I'm riding my bike, I'm watching the sun come up or whatever. And I said, what's the thought for the day? You know, spirit. And they'll say, just be.
Yeah.
Being. Just be, Dina. And it's like, you don't have to do anything besides be in the present moment and just look around at the beauty and focus on that. And then magic starts to happen. A lady says, stop. And I said, what? I looked behind me, there's a huge rainbow, and she takes my picture. You know, it's one of the best pictures of my life. But I got out of my head, and I just was in the present moment being.
Yeah.
And I love your book. So thank you for that. And I want to say about both your books, The Key to Life, Living in Full Expression, and The Being Zone. These are books you put next to your bed, because you're going to have nights where maybe you can't sleep. But if you can just open any page and just start reading and get yourself back into that space. I have two or three books like that. They're little angel books, or just remember, you know, just remember, because we forget. I call it the veil. The veil starts to get real heavy on us, and we need to get back into our spiritual side. So again, these books have been a blessing in my life. Thank you so much.
Yeah. And when you talk about energy, if you think about it, when your thoughts start going into that negative place, you're actually decreasing your energy. We're energetic beings, and the energy in our body increases when you talked about being Pollyanna-like. But when you're grateful and you're thinking about what you do want and you're grateful for what's happening to you and you're saying those thankfuls, that increases your energy. And when you start going into worry and what's not happening right or what's not great, you decrease your energy. And so we really are about energy. And when you learn to pay attention to it in your body and listen to how you're feeling and how you're responding, you can change how you feel. It's just like jumping in the ocean and going swimming. It increased your energy. Sitting on the beach, fishing while reading on the beach increases your energy. You know, the earth is very powerful. It's full of negative electrons. And when you sit on the beach or sit in the grass, it actually is filling your body. They medically have proven through testing that it decreases your blood pressure. It increases your, it's very healing. There's a lot of things that it does. So you want to pay attention to how you feel. And when your energy is down, think about what you can do to take your energy back up again.
And I have to say, I was probably October, I was walking and I was thinking, and I probably looked at the news or something, and I was thinking things I shouldn't have been thinking. And I was at the labyrinth, and my inner voice said, lay down on the ground and get a new perspective. And it was that when I laid down, of course I got a new perspective. It was just a whole different way of looking at life. But I also remembered I'm not going to the beach as much, so I needed to sit on the earth. Because if we're walking with our shoes on, unless we're hugging the tree and laying on the earth for just 5-10 minutes, we're not getting that energy. So it's really important. And I can guarantee every time I went swimming last night, and when I swim, my life is clear. And then I slept so well last night, but I needed to be grounded. And you know, I was working on Zoom. I'm trying to practice all that. So I had to get out all that energy away from my body. So again, Mother Nature is the prescription right now. Oxygen, of course, getting outside. And then having that support system. You know, having a support system. And that's what, you know, this really is. So, So give the listeners some tips right now.
Yeah.
And besides the news. That today I went and saw some news and it made my stomach sick. So turn it on.
So I have a couple really, really fast, easy tools that anybody can remember in a moment's notice. So when your head starts going into the negative, or you hear the news, or something happens that throws you off, just stop and catch yourself with that thought. Because instead of ruminating and allowing the thought to continue to build, stop and just make a decision to pull that thought out. Reach your hand towards your head, pull the thought out, say, thanks for being there. What am I meant to learn from this? And just throw that away. It actually works. My clients laugh at me when I first teach them that tool, but they do it all the time. Oh, yep, I threw my thought away. Then go into your heart. And this is back to the chakras again. When you go into your heart and get grounded and you're making decisions from a heart-based place, because a heart is actually a brain, actually the most powerful brain in your body. And you listen to that heart. You listen to how something feels. You're always going to make better decisions. So throw away the thought. Or another tool, after throwing away the thought, is taking the thought and turning it into what you do want, which is kind of what Mikey was talking about, intentions and grateful intentions. Because if you're going, oh my gosh, the world's falling apart and I can't go outside and I can't see my friends, what if you turn that around as, I'm so grateful that I'm safe and that I'm not sick and the people I love are well, and I'm grateful I can talk to them on the phone or do a Zoom conference. You turn that negative thought into what you do want, you can start to change how you're responding to the world. And so a couple of those tools, I think the tool is around feeling and paying attention to how your body feels is important, because that's when you got to say, I got to stop and I got to ground, or I got to stop and I got to swim. The water, by the way, is extremely healing. And so, and Mother Nature, when I'm walking in the woods, because your shoes prevent the great energy from the earth from coming in, I'll stop and lean against a tree, and you can actually feel the life of that tree running up your back. And it's just a habit. My husband and I go for hikes in the woods all the time, and we stop and we're leaning against trees, and people come by and they look at us and we're just soaking in that energy, right?
I ran into you. I was so busy. Yeah. I ran into you in the woods. I didn't even stop, because it's the whole pandemic thing. I'm not sure how people feel, right? So I'm like, the other day, I was exercising and you were exercising. And I tell Mike, wait till I'm done exercising. I got to get my head on straight. I always say it just like that. But that's so funny. I'm like, yeah, I ran into you. I ran into so many people on Camino, but I was actually working. And so I was in a hurry. But also with the pandemic, if I see somebody, I just want to jump out and hug them, and I forget. And I was in that space then. I'm not supposed to hug people. Maybe we didn't have, I'm not supposed to hug you.
Right.
I don't know. That was so hard for me just to to be repelled, you know?
Right.
Let's talk about human touch. I mean, for people like Mike and I who are alone, without that contact, and Mike plays sports and he's at the gym all the time. That was my thing. Not being able to touch people has been the hardest thing I've ever done in my life, honestly.
So hug yourself. It's actually really powerful. Wrap your arms around yourself and hug yourself when you need that love.
I started doing Reiki again on myself. Yeah.
Yeah. I do a lot of Reiki on myself too. So yeah, very, very powerful. You know, back to the concept of you being on the beach and just being, you know, my whole book is learning to get out of that worry head and how to learn how to exist in the present moment and how to just be. And people go, well, what is it like when you exist in the being zone? And it's like being on a beach in Hawaii where everything's quiet, just kind of what you have done, and everything's quiet and you're just so present. You're hearing the waves come in, you're feeling the power of that. You're hearing the birds, you're smelling the smells, and you're just very, very in tune to that moment. And when you're able to live every single day in that present moment, you actually get more in a flow. It's more of a positive energy thing. And so you have naturally, Dina, built a lot of that in your life. And I think it's your understanding of the chakras, how you build all these things into your life that keep you in that being zone. And gratitude, as Mikey has realized, is a big, big piece of that. And so the more you're thankful for each and everything that is good that happens in your life, the better it is.
And it's a state of awe. That's what it is. And you're in awe, yeah, of the fact that we have bodies and we can live and enjoy. And you did come out and see me working, and I am in awe, mm-hmm, of the, mm-hmm, bunker. You went down there, but I'm working, yeah, with the most loveliest men, and they're so kind.
I loved it. Yeah.
But I've changed. Like Jim says, I've changed, so the people around me have shifted. And that's why my, yeah, relationships are so much better, because I've been practicing self-love and self-care, mm-hmm, and I'm in awe because I spend as much time as I can with Mother Nature, because it's saving my life. It saved Mike's life, probably.
And the gratefulness of that, they actually have proven in studies that gratefulness decreases depression, right? And so when you're doing all the stuff that you're grateful for, you're improving your happiness and your health.
Marla, I'm so happy to have you on the show. And we're going to end the song So Grateful with CeCe James. Give everyone your contact.
Okay, it's just the www.thebeingzone.com. Everything's on my website, my books, my training, all of the tips, lots of free tools out there. So I hope you enjoy it.
The Being Zone.
And thanks for having me, Dina.
Oh, God, my heart is so full right now. So I am so grateful. We're going to end the song with CeCe James. And God bless you and join us next week.
Also, thanks to Jim, too.
Thank you, Jim. I just feel so blessed.
He's in the background there hanging out listening to us.
I got Mikey in the studio. Yeah. I just feel super blessed having Benny in my life. So, we'll end the song with So Grateful, CeCe James. Thank you for joining us. Come back next week for more people, places, and activities that will lift your spirits.
so grateful for all the hurt, bringing me to the center of my earth, double me over into the womb, brought me home to a brand new birth. So grateful for the simple things, the flowers, birds, and trees. So grateful that I can sing. Oh, now won't you sing with me? So grateful, I'm so grateful for the snow and rain, clouds and sun, my fans, friends, and family, my mother, father, my sister and brother, Mother Earth and wide Father Sky, the wind, a place to lay my head, blankets and pillows, socks and old worn-out Levi's, ice cream and bananas, broccoli and kale, fish, rivers and the deep blue sea, sand and grass, my hands and feet, eyes, my nose, my taste buds, my teeth, this beautiful world, my most precious husband, all the people who have come and gone, the stars, the galaxies, the mystery, the magic, and love.